A big part of the financial reform package passed in May was a reform of credit card rules, and some of those credit card rules were meant to keep 21-year-olds, 20-somethings, young people from getting into deep credit card debt. So basically, there is a new rule that says anyone younger than 21 can't get a credit card without an adult cosigner or proof of ability to pay. But guess what? People are going to find a way around any rule that you make. And here to explain is Takeaway Work and Money contributor Beth Kobliner. And Beth, I was not surprised at all to find out that in order to kind of circumvent this, there's some college kids actually paying their colleagues who are adult above 21 years of age to co-sign for them.
Those crafty credit card, you know, college kids, they'll think of anything. Yeah, I mean, kids in college now, the laws actually went into effect last year in February 2010, but are kicking in now as kids are going back to college. We're told if you are under 21, you can't get a credit card without a parent co-signing. So this is a big change. This has never happened before. So college kids, in many cases, are asking their friends who are 22, grad students, or people who have been in college for longer than 3 years, who started college late, who are older, to co-sign a card for them, because the act doesn't say you have to co-sign with a parent. And some people are even starting small businesses with this. It's a great way to make some extra money to put yourself through college.
The other wrinkle in this is that students are saying, I can't have my parents co-sign for me. Their credit is terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, who got into this big trouble and led us into the recession in the first place? The baby boomers racked up massive amounts of credit card debt and mortgage debt that they couldn't afford. And now if their 19, 20-year-old kid is asking them, oh, could you help co-sign a credit card with me? First of all, the younger person may not want their parents' lousy credit report to apply for a credit card because they may not get a card. And the parents may not even qualify for a card. So it's all kind of, you know, turned upside on its head when it comes to credit and who is helping whom. Whom is helping who in the credit card game.
But the whole purpose of these new rules was to try to keep kids who are in college from getting into really, really heavy credit card debt. So is that actually working?
Well, we don't know for sure. And certainly we do not see on campuses now the endless lines of tables and credit card companies just, you know, passing out credit cards with frisbees and, you know, free pizza. That's not allowed. It's not allowed to happen on campus anymore. And that's definitely a welcome change. And we have to say, you know, and it was one of the early things that President Obama did was make sure this got passed. Because this has been going on for 20 years now, that actually 20 years ago, credit card companies realized they've maxed out of baby boomers. Every baby boomer had a credit card, and the college market was a fresh new market. And hey, even though these people don't have jobs or, you know, any kind of credit income, let's give them all credit cards. And that's where the mess began. And this law is meant to address that mess.
And we'll have to see whether that works. But the other part of the assumption on many banks, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, was that if the college students weren't able to pay their credit card debt, their parents would pay it for them.
Exactly. That was the hope, that, you know, junior calls and said, I can't pay the bill. Mom and dad will sweep in. Helicopter parents will sweep in and help make up the mess. Now, the problem is, as parents are seeing their 401ks plunge and seeing their home values decline dramatically, they may not have the money to help junior make up the mess. So parents have to be really careful when they're filling in all those papers for the first year of college. Make sure one of them isn't a credit card co-signing form that your kid slips, you know, amongst all the other papers, because you want to be very careful. A, you're not tying yourself to your kid's bad credit. B, you're not tying your kid to your own bad credit. And if anything happens, if your kid is late on his or her credit card, you will be penalized. This is a new,
if you
co-sign, a big change if you co-sign for them.
You mean your credit report gets a black mark if your kid is late?
Absolutely. This will have repercussions. This could cause, in many cases, when you go for apply for a new loan, if you're trying to refinance your mortgage, you will have a much harder time doing so. And if you are able to refinance, you'll get a higher rate than you would have if your credit score goes
down.
Which
means that maybe those graduate students who are co-signing for their younger colleagues, maybe that will stop them from doing that when they realize their credit report is. But you know, let me ask you, I mean, in the end, the hope was that younger people would get better financial literacy, that they would just learn more about credit cards and not get into trouble with them. Is that going to happen?
Well, I think it will, because I think that in the end, the bottom line takeaway to all of this is don't get credit cards if you don't have a job and if you don't have income. And many students now won't be able to get credit cards because they don't have jobs and don't have income.
Definition of a student.
Yeah.
Don't have a job.
Wait till you get a job.
When has that ever stopped college students before? Come on. Beth Kobliner is a Takeaway personal finance contributor. Thanks, Beth.
Great to be here.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.